Good morning.
早上好。
It's been a real privilege to be in Newark these 11 years.
这十一年是何等的特权，可以来到这边的弟兄姊妹当中。
That is visiting 11 years.
这是十一年当中。
I think most of you know I don't live here.
我不在这里，我是来访问。
But I can tell you our hearts are really drawn to the saints here.
但是我们的心和这边的圣徒连在一起。
We have many precious relationships in Christ that we've discovered over the years.
在那么多年，我们发现在基督里面我们有非常美好的关系。
And those of us in Richmond want to tell you you are great encouragement to us.
在我们那边聚会的弟兄姊妹愿意转达，你们是我们的非常好的激励。
And we trust we are an encouragement to you.
我们也是你们的激励。
Well, if you turn with me again to our text verses, Exodus 3, verse 6.
我们翻到我们这次特会的主题的经文，在出埃及记第三章。
This is God speaking to Moses.
这是在第六节，神向摩西说话。
And he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
又说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
Look at verse 15.
十五节。
And God said moreover to Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you.This is my name forever, and this my memorial unto all generations.
神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
Now turn to Genesis 37.
我们回到创世纪的37章。
We'll look at verses 9 to 11.
9到10节。
And this is speaking of Joseph, by the way.
这里讲到约瑟。
And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it to his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamt another dream, and behold, the sun and the moon and 11 stars bowed down to me. And he told it to his father and his brethren.And his father rebuked him and said to him, What is this dream which thou hast dreamt? Shall we indeed come, I and thy mother and thy brethren, to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father kept the saying.
九到十一节，后来他又做了一个梦，也告诉他的哥哥们说，看哪，我又做了一梦，梦见太阳、月亮和十一个星向我下拜。约瑟将这梦告诉他父亲和他哥哥们，他父亲就责备他说，你做的这是什么梦？难道我和你母亲、你弟兄果然要来伏伏在地向你下拜吗？他哥哥们都嫉妒他，他父亲却把这话存在心里。
And turn to the last book, the last chapter in Genesis, chapter 50.
我们再回到创世纪的第
verse 14,
14节。
And after he had buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that had gone up with him to bury his father.
约瑟葬了他父亲以后，就和众弟兄并一切同他上去葬他父亲的人都回埃及去了。
And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead,They said, If now Joseph should be hostile to us, and should indeed requite us all the evil that we have done to him. And they sent a messenger to Joseph, saying, Thy father commandeth before he died, saying,
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲死了，就说，或者约瑟怀恨我们，照着我们从前待他一切的恶，足足的报复我们。他们就打发人去见约瑟，说：“你父亲未死，已先吩咐说。”
Thus shall ye speak to Joseph, O forgive, I pray thee, the transgression of thy brethren and their sin, for they did evil to thee. And now, we pray thee, forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of thy father.
你们要对约瑟这样说，从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶。如今求你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。
And Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。
And his brethren also went and fell down before his face and said, Behold, we are thy bondmen.
他的哥哥们又来伏伏在他面前说，我们是你的仆人。
And Joseph said to them, Fear not, am I then in the place of God?
约瑟对他们说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？
And I think all of you know this verse.
我们大家都知道下一个经文。
Ye indeed meant evil against me. God meant it for good, in order that he might do as it is this day to save a great people alive.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多的性命，成就今日的光景。
And now, fear not.I will maintain you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke consolingly to them.
现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。
And just a few verses out of the New Testament.
我们也看新约的几处的经文。
Turn to chapter 2 in Revelation, verse 1.
启示录二章第一节。
To the angel at the assembly in Ephesus, write, These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lamps.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中行走的说，
Verse 7 and 8. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
第七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中的生命树的果子赐给他吃。
And then look finally in chapter 3, verse 14.
再看启示录第三章的十四节。
This is the last letter to the church.
这是最后一封信。
And the angel of the assembly in Laodicea write these things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那位阿法阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说。
Verses 21 and 22.
第21、22节。
He that overcomes, to him will I give to sit with me in my throne, as I have also overcome, and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Let's just have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, how we are so thankful for your word.
主，我们何等感恩你给我们的话。
How we say again, your words are spirit and life.
我们再说，你的话就是灵和生命。
To whom shall we go?
我们还跟从谁呢?
We give you this time, give you complete control.
我们把完全的控制放在你的手中。
Of both Larry and me and everyone in this room.
不仅说的，还是翻译的，还是众弟兄姊妹们。
That you may speak the words that you want to speak to us this morning.
说你要向我们说的话。
And that we might hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
我们可以听到你要向教会所说的话。
Grant this, for we ask it together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
听我们的祷告，因为我是奉耶稣基督的名求。阿门。
I think many of you have been here these last few days.
很多人这几天都在我们一起聚会。
But some of you have not.
有些没有参加。
So if you will permit me a little review.
我们可以在这里做一点的回顾。
We're going to be looking at Joseph today.
今天我们要讲到约瑟。
And the one thing that I think tells us everything about Joseph is this phrase from the New Testament.
约瑟最好的一个表达是在新约中的一个表达。
He that overcomes.
那得胜的。
Now, if you understand that phrase, you understand Joseph.
你要是知道得胜这个意思，你就知道，你就了解约瑟。
If you don't understand that phrase, you can never understand Joseph.
你要不了解得胜是什么意思，你也不会了解约瑟。
But before we get to Joseph, let's just speak for a moment.
我们在这之前我们讲一点别的。
We have been looking at these last four characters in the book of Genesis.
我们在讲到创世纪的这四个人物。
You know what Moses, what God said to Moses, it's remarkable.
神对摩西讲的话是非常奇特的。
When God finally revealed himself to Moses and said, I am that I am.
当神向摩西来显现他自己的时候，他说：“我是。”
He said, "I am the God of Abraham."
我是亚伯拉罕的神。
And the God of Isaac
是以撒的神。
And the God of Jacob
是雅各的神。
And then he said again to him after he continued to reveal himself.
他继续向摩西显现的时候。
I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And then he said this extraordinary thing. This is my name.
这是我的名。
This is my memorial to all generations.
这是我的纪念，直到万代。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is significant.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的。
I think then we need to understand who was Abraham.
我们要了解到底亚伯拉罕是谁。
And what did he stand for?
他代表什么。
I think we need to understand who was Isaac.
这个以撒是谁。
And what did he stand for?
他代表什么。
Surely he means something when God says, I am the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
当神说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神的时候，他一定有意思。
We have to see Jacob.
我们要看到雅各。
And what does Jacob stand for?
雅各代表什么？
I believe these are not Old Testament history lessons.
这不仅是在旧约中的历史。
These are Old Testament lessons that are a foreshadowing of New Testament reality.
这是旧约中要预表的新约中的实际的。
In fact, when we look at these men, we aren't looking at biographies at all.
我们在看这些人物，不是他的人物传记而已。
We're seeing the very heart that God has for man.
我们看到神心中对人的心意。
We're seeing the very purpose God has for man.
我们看到人在神的旨意当中的。
We're seeing the very desire God has for man.
是神心目中所要的。
This is what we've been considering these few days.
我们这几天就是在
We looked at Abraham and we said, one thing distinguishes Abraham.
我们看亚伯拉罕的时候，我们看到一件特突出的事情。
It is the spirit of revelation.
是启示的灵。
That wonderful verse in Acts chapter 7 verse 2.
在使徒行传七章二节中讲到。
Explains everything about Abraham.
讲到亚伯拉罕的一切。
It says, and the God of glory revealed himself to Abraham.
说到荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
The Lord Jesus went so far to say, and Abraham saw my day.
主耶稣也说亚伯拉罕在欢欢喜喜地看到我的时候
and he rejoiced,
他看见了就喜乐
and he was glad.
他就高兴
We considered Abraham's revelation.
我们看到亚伯拉罕的启示
This is what marked and made the man.
这就是我们看到这神所要说的
When you read the story of Abraham, you begin to see that phrase, and God revealed himself to Abraham.
我们就看到神要说他向亚伯拉罕显现这
句话 Or, and God appeared to Abraham.
或者说神向亚伯拉罕显现
Now what do we mean about revelation?
什么叫做启示？
It's not a seeing with the natural eye.
不是用肉眼来看。
It's a seeing of the inward eyes of the heart, as it says in Ephesians.
像以弗所书中所说的是人心里的眼睛被照明。
You know, seeing with your eyes are only so good.
在我们眼睛只能看到一切有限的。
You may think your eyes see quite well.
但是我们可能觉得我们的眼睛能看到很多。
You may be unlike me and have 20/20 vision.
你可能有很好的这视力。
But you know every magician depends on your eyes can't see everything.
但是魔术师就是看到你眼睛的软弱才能做这些的魔术。
That's what they call sleight of hand.
这是就是我们盲点。
But in the eyes of our heart,
在我们的心里的眼睛中,
when God reveals himself,
当神来显示他自己的时候,
that's real seeing.
这是真正的看见。
That's seeing that can't be taken away.
这是不能够被夺去的看见。
I hear some people say, you speak too much about revelation.
我听有些人批评我说你讲的启示太多了。
We can't speak enough about revelation.
我们但是不能够说启示更多。
Because if we don't have living revelation,
若是我们没有活的启示,
and the God of glory having revealed himself to us personally,
若是这位荣耀的神不向我们亲自的显现,
all you have is religion.
我们所有的是宗教。
You must have revelation.
你必须有启示。
Revelation is what makes the Bible real.
这个启示就是使圣经活了起来的。
Revelation is what makes God real.
也是使神能成为活神的原因。
We considered what revelation Abraham saw.
我们看到亚伯拉罕所看到的。
We don't have time to repeat it, but Abraham saw again and again.This God who changed him.
亚伯拉罕一次又一次地看到这位改变他的神。
And this was the question I left with you.
这是我给大家问的一个问题。
Have you seen what Abraham saw?
你有没有看到亚伯拉罕所看到的？
Has God spoken to you? I am your shield and your exceeding great reward.
神有没有向你让你看见他是你的盾牌？
Have you seen the God of glory who has given you his only begotten son and not withheld from you anything?
有没有看到这位神把他的独生的爱子舍弃为了我们？
That's what Abraham saw on Moriah.
是在亚伯拉罕在摩利亚山上看到的。
And then we considered Abraham's response.
我们也看到亚伯拉罕的回应。
Abraham, if you read the Genesis record, had a clear response to Revelation.
在创世纪中清楚的记载亚伯拉罕对于神的回应。
Abraham built 4 altars.
亚伯拉罕就筑了四座的祭坛。
And brothers and sisters, I hope you remember the point.
我想到你应该记得我当时讲的这些的重点。
It's not enough just to have revelation.
只有启示是不够的。
We need more than revelation.
我们要超过启示。
God is looking for a response to what we see.
神要让我们看到的有回应。
And so you remember when the Apostle Paul wrote the letter to Romans.
当使徒保罗写罗马书的时候。
And he spent those first 11 chapters opening up the glory of salvation.
他在前十一章讲到那个救恩的荣耀。
And the grace of election.
是那个在恩典中的拣选。
All that revelation poured out in those 11 chapters.
在这些的启示当中，在十一章中非常的丰富。
And then he said this in Romans 12 verse 1.
在罗马书十二章第一节中就说。
He said, Brethren, by the mercies of God, present yourself, your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
他讲到弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将自己献上当作活祭是圣洁的是蒙神喜悦的你们这样侍奉是理所当然的。
Well, that's Abraham. That's Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕。
I didn't know what I did. But brothers and sisters,
弟兄妹妹
we need to be like Abraham.
我们要像亚伯拉罕一样。
The first thing we need
第一件事情
is revelation.
就是启示。
And the second thing we need is response.
第二件就是要有回应。
The second person we looked at was Isaac.
第二个人我们看到是以撒。
And we chose the phrase from 1 Peter 1 verse 4.
我们就看到彼得前书的第一章的第二节。
An incorruptible, an undefiled, and an unfading inheritance.
就是讲到那个不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残天上的基业。
Isaac speaks of inheritance.
以撒就讲到基业。
And it says in Genesis 25 verse 5 this.
在创世纪中25章第五节中这样讲。
And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac.
亚伯拉罕就把他所有的一切都给了以撒。
This was the promised son.
这就是应许的那个儿子。
And to the promised son he gave everything.
亚伯拉罕把他所有的都给了这个应许的儿子。
Now Isaac is but a shadow and type of the Lord Jesus.
以撒只不过是主耶稣的一个预表。
The Lord Jesus is the promised son.
主耶稣是那一位的应许的儿子。
You remember what it says in Hebrews?
在希伯来书中这样讲。
God has spoken at former times and in former ways through the prophets and the fathers.
神是在古时的时候借着先知们向众先知向我们说话。
But in these last days has spoken to us in Son.
在末日的时候，在这末后的时候，是借他儿子耶稣基督向我们说话。
Well, with Isaac, we looked at this first matter of the heir.
我们讲到以撒的时候，我们讲到那一个的后裔。
You know, if you have an inheritance, you have to have an heir.
你有产业的时候你需要有个继承人。
And this heir we saw, I put in all capital letters, the heir.
这个是大写的这个承受产业的这个后裔。
It is the Lord Jesus alone.
这只有耶稣基督自己是那个承受产业的。
He, God has made heir of all things, it says in Hebrews.
在希伯来书中说耶稣基督是神所唯一的那个承受产业的。
But the second point we made, I hope it encouraged you.
在第二个点我们讲到。
We talked about being joint heirs.
说到我们是与基督一同做后嗣。
And if you can imagine, God has made us with his only son joint heirs.
你能想象吗？神让我们和他的儿子一同承受产业做后嗣。
This is what it says in Romans 8:16-17.
在罗马书八章十六十七的节中这样说道。
And if children heirs also.
我们是神的儿女就同作后嗣。
Heirs of God.
是神的后嗣。
And joint heirs with Christ.
与基督一同作后嗣。
Brothers and sisters, this is what Isaac stands for.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是以撒所代表的。
We have a tremendous inheritance.
我们有极大的一个产业。
An unlimited inheritance in Christ.
在基督里是没有穷尽的这样的产业。
It's incorruptible.
是没有办法朽坏的。
It's undefiled.
没有办法玷污的。
It's unfading.
没有办法衰残的。
And the best news is reserved for you in the heavens.
最好的消息就是他为着我们来存留在天上。
Nobody can take it away.
没有人可以夺取。
God himself keeps it for you.
神为着你们，为着我们来存留。
And then we looked at the last point with Isaac.
我们看到在以撒的第三点。
Just as Abraham was about building altars, Isaac was about digging wells.
亚伯拉罕是在那里筑祭坛，以撒是在那里挖井。
It's a prominent feature in Isaac's life.
在以撒的生命中有一个一个特点，就是他挖井。
Brothers and sisters, this means spiritual responsibility.
这是讲到我们属灵的责任。
It's true we've been given everything in Christ.
在基督里我们拥有一切，这是真实的。
But it's also true what the Apostle Paul said when he said to Timothy, lay hold of eternal life.
但是另一方面，使徒保罗对提摩太所说的话，要吃定永生，也是真实的。
It's also true what God said to the Old Testament children of Israel.
也是在旧约中神向以色列百姓说的话，也是一样真实的。
He said, I've given you all the land.
他说我把所有的地都赐给你。
But wherever the sole of your foot shall tread, that is the land I give you.
但是你脚掌所踏之地我要赐给你。
Digging wells
来挖井
is laying hold of our great inheritance.
是要来得着我们所得到的产业。
And when they dug these wells, this is what they discovered.
当他们来挖井的时候，他们就发现。
It's in Genesis 26 verse 19.
在创世纪二十六章的第十九节。
This was in Gerar.
这是
Gerar, it may be.
基拉尔。
Yeah, yeah.And Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found there a well of springing water.
这讲到以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，就得了一口活水井。
What we discover in our inheritance in Christ when we dig wells is this.
我们在基督耶稣里来挖井的时候，我们发现的是什么呢？
We discover a well of springing water.
是一个活水涌流的井。
Springing up into eternal life.
是在我们里面滋涌到永生。
You remember the story of the woman at the well in John 4.
在约翰福音四章中，在那个井边的女人的故事中。
She came to that well with her little bucket.
她有一个水桶来到井边打水。
And she left that well and she left her bucket.
她就离开了井，也离开了她的桶。
Because the Lord said, the water that I give you, you will never thirst.
因为主对他说，我给你的水，你 喝了就永远不渴。
And he said, the water that I will give you will become a living well inside of you.
我赐给你的水在你里面要滋涌，涌到永生。
Springing up into eternal life.
滋涌到永生。
This is what Isaac stands for.
这是以撒所代表的。
And then last night we looked at Jacob.
昨天晚上我们也提到雅各。
If there's one phrase in the whole of the Bible that explains Jacob,
整卷书最好代表雅各的一句话。
There's this phrase in Romans 8:29.
在罗马书第八章的第
It says it is God's purpose that we would be conformed to the image of His Son.
是神的旨意要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
That He might be the firstborn of many brethren.
他能够成为众在众子中的长子。
The only way we can understand all of the dealings that Jacob goes through is with this reference.
当我们看到雅各被神对付那么多的时候，这个就是他的原因。
Everything that he went to was for the purpose of transforming and conforming him to the image of Christ.
他所经历的一切都是为了这个把他磨成神儿子的形象的目的。
You look at Jacob,
我们看到雅各
and you discover a rascal of a man, I said.
我们看到这个人是极其糟糕的一个人。
He was a twister.
他是一个诡诈的人。
He was a supplanter.
他是一个强夺的人。
He was a deceiver.
他是一个欺骗的人。
He thrice lied to his father.
他三次向他的父亲撒谎。
And he tried to bargain with God.
他并且与神讨价还价。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
God doesn't choose the best.
神没有选最好的。
God chooses the worst.
神选的最差的。
And this room is a testimony to that.
我们在座的都是这个见证。
He chooses the least worthy.
他是那个最是最不配的那些人。
And he takes us as we are.
他把我们所是的当着我们所是。
And he begins that transforming and conforming work.
他就把那个荣耀的那个改变的工作做在我们身上。
And through our engineered circumstances, engineered by God,
借着神所设计的一切的环境，
He transforms us,
把我们改变，
into His image,
成为他儿子的形象。
This is the reason you're still on earth.
这是我们在地上存留的原因。
If you don't allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life,
若是你不让圣灵在你身上做工。
If you don't allow the Holy Spirit to take what you are by nature,
若不是也不让圣灵在你身上把你自己天然的东西
apply the cross to it,
让十字架坐在钉在上面
and change you from inside out,
把你从里向外的来改变
you'll never understand the word that was given about Jacob.
你就永远也不会明白神对雅各所说的话。
And then we saw Jacob's end.
我们看到雅各的结局。
Jacob's end was that he was a testimony of God's conforming work.
雅各就见证神在他身上做改变的工作。
You remember how it says in the Hebrews 11 chapter 21.
在希伯来书11章21节中讲到。
It talks about Jacob blessing the sons of Joseph.
那里讲到雅各为着约瑟的两个儿子祝福。
And worshiping.
来敬拜。
Leaning upon his staff.
扶着杖头来敬拜神。
Here this wicked man had been touched so deeply.
这个极坏的人被神改变。
Had been changed so completely.
完全被神改变。
From the inside out.
从里向外的改变。
That he had been transformed from one who stole the blessing to one who gave the blessing.
是一个从来偷别人祝福的人成为一个祝福别人的人。
He was transformed from one who bargained with God.
从一个和神讨价还价的人。
To one who was a testimony to God.
成为神的见证。
To one who actually worshipped God.
能够敬拜神的人。
Think of it, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹想一想。
This is the last scene we have of Jacob in the Bible.
这是在圣经中讲到亚伯拉罕雅各的最后一个场景。
And yet he leaned upon that staff.
然后他扶着杖头。
Because God touched the source of his natural strength.
因为神使他的大腿窝扭了筋。
This is what the cross does.
这就是十字架的工作。
And if he can touch the source of our natural strength,
若是他能够使得我们的天然的力量被他摸着。
Then we can learn to live by the power of his resurrection life.
我们才能学会来靠着他复活的生命来生活。
Well, that's enough review.
这是我们要总结到的。
Is everybody up to speed?
大家都有没有啊、
You get it?
得到这些总结。
That's where we've been.
这我们已经说过的。
Now today we're going to look at Joseph.
我们今天要看到约瑟。
He that overcomes.
得胜的。
Joseph is a very special character in the Bible.
在圣经中约瑟是非常特别的。
You remember, the whole of the Genesis record ends with Joseph.
在创世纪最后总结是约瑟。
I believe in the end we see what God is after in man.
我们看到神在人身上要得着的。
Brothers and sisters, I've said it, I'll say it again.
弟兄姊妹我已经说过但我再继续说。
We must see and have revelation.
我们必须有启示。
We must respond by building an altar.
我们必须来筑坛来回应神。
We must see the great inheritance that we have in Christ.
我们必须看到在基督里我们的产业。
And lay hold of it by digging well.
我们来挖井来抓住这些产业。
We must be transformed and conformed into the image of Christ.
我们必须来被磨成神儿子的形象。
You cannot live this Christian life by your own life.
你不能够靠着自己来过基督徒的生活。
Our testimony in the end has to be resurrection life.
我们的见证是要见证这个复活的生命。
But finally, there's one more thing in the Genesis record we need to see.
但是最后一点在创世纪中记载中有一点。
That final thing is God is looking for overcomers.
就是神要得到得胜者。
Now you may not like this word.
你不一定喜欢这个字。
But this word is a biblical word.
但是这是属在圣经中的话。
Revelation is full of it.
在圣经中充满了这一点。
And I think we should understand if anything else describes Joseph, it's this matter that he overcame.
在约瑟身上最重要的一点就是他得胜。
Now if you're biased against this word, I'll let you off the hook. I'll give you another word.
我们可能还有另一个字眼。
We are to be those that know how to live from the throne.
我们可以能够进入到宝座的时机。
And you look at Joseph's life, you see the throne again and again and again.
在约瑟的生命中，你看到一个个的宝座在他的生命中。
He rose from the most meager and lowly places, and he went right to the throne.
他在最低微的地位，一步步就上到了宝座。
That's what overcoming means.
这就是得胜的意义。
We're so small in ourselves.
我们自己是何等渺小。
Is it we can ever overcome?
我们如何能够得胜呢?
It's because an overcoming life is in us.
是因为得胜的生命在我们里面。
This is what I believe Joseph stands for.
这是我相信约瑟所代表的。
We're going to look at three things.
我讲到三件事情。
Joseph's circumstances.
约瑟的环境。
Now there's too large of a record about Joseph, so we'll look at a few of Joseph's circumstances.
约瑟讲到的经文很多，我们来讲几点。
And the second thing we'll look at, and I hope you get the picture.
第二点讲到约瑟。
Is Joseph's overcoming in every one of his circumstances.
就是讲到约瑟在每一个他的环境中都得胜。
What a high mark that is.
这是何等高的标准。
What an incredible thing that is.
这是何等难以置信的事情。
That in whatever circumstances this great patriarch found himself, he overcame in every circumstance.
无论是怎样的环境，这个先祖约瑟就战胜这个环境。
And finally, we'll look at what I think is one of the most important things in the Bible.
最后一点我们提到是在圣经中最重要的，也是
It's the call to overcome.
就是来神呼召得胜者。
This is the last call to the church in the Bible.
这是在圣经中神对教会的最后的呼召。
Well, let's look at Joseph's circumstance.
我们首先看约瑟的环境。
And we have 65 minutes, they tell me. Because he won't let me speak less than 90 minutes. And I have to watch that. So like I said the other night, I'll blame it on you. We need to look at Joseph's circumstance.
我们来看约瑟的环境。
We see in Joseph,
我们看到在约瑟的身上。
One who experienced great difficulty.
就奖励他很多的苦难。
Yet at the same time, we see in Joseph,
但是我们看到在约瑟的身上
one who triumphed,
他就得胜胜利。
In the end, that's what God wants in man.
这就是神要在人身上所得到的。
You know, in the world, our circumstances aren't so good.
在地上我们的环境并不好。
You remember the Lord said to his own just before his death,
当主在他受难之前这样讲
In the world, you will have tribulation.
在地上你们有苦难
But just think if the Lord left us with that phrase.
但是你想神怎么说主这么说
How we might despair at that thought.
若是我们只是那样我们是何等的
Living out these circumstances of life.
我们活在这个地上经过各种的难处
But he gave this incredible assurance.
但是他却保证我们。
He said, this is so you might have peace, by the way.
这你可以得到平安。
He said, I have overcome the world.
我已经胜了世界。
This is what Joseph discovered.
这是约瑟所发现的。
The Christian life is not free of trouble.
基督徒的生活不是没有苦难。
But it's in those very troubles that we're to learn to triumph.
在就是在这些难处中，我们要学习得胜。
It's in those very troubles we're to learn to overcome.
正是在这些难处中，我们要学习来得胜。
Well, let's begin at Genesis 37.
我们来开始看创世纪的37章。
I know you hear of Joseph before this, but I think this is.Where you really begin to understand what Joseph is about.
在这一章就讲到约瑟到底是怎样的。
Look at verse 3.
第三节。
And Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons because he was the son of his old age and he made him a vest of many colors.
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子因为约瑟是他年老生的他给约瑟做了一件彩衣
And his brother saw their father loved him more than all his brethren and they hated him and could not greet him with friendliness
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们就恨约瑟不与他说和睦的话
Now you're used to the world hating you.
你可能习惯于这个世界恨你。
I don't suppose you thought much that your entire family might hate you.
但是你有没有想到你整个的家都来恨你
？And they hated him.
他这个家，这个约瑟的家就来，他的
兄弟们恨他。This was Joseph's circumstances.
这是约瑟的一个环境。
How hard were his circumstances?
他这个环境是很艰难的。
Look at 37 verse 5.
第五节。
And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more.
约瑟做了一梦，告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发恨他。
Think of it.
想一想。
They hated him already.
他已经恨他们，他了。
They didn't hate him enough.
他还没有恨够。
So when he dreamed a dream,
他就梦了一个，做了一个梦。
They hated him yet the more.
他们就越发恨他。
And that's real hatred.
这实在是真实的这样的恨。
That's burning hatred.
是好像在发烧的恨。
As you read later, that's revengeful hatefulness.
这是一个寻求报复的恨。
Look at 37 verse 7.
在37章的第七节。
This is the dream that he dreamed.
这是他所做的梦。
Behold, we were binding sheaves in the fields, and lo, my sheaf rose up.And remained standing, and behold, your sheaves came round about and bowed down to my sheaf.
我们在田里捆禾架，我的捆起来站着，你们的捆来围着我的捆下拜。
Listen to the brother's reaction.
你们看这些弟兄哥哥们怎么回答。
And his brethren said to him, Will thou indeed be king over us? Will thou indeed rule over us? And listen to this verse.And they hated him yet the more.
这里的他哥哥们的反应是说，难道你要做我们的主王吗？难道你真要管辖我们吗？他们就因为他的梦和他的话越发恨他。
For his dreams and for his words.
因为他做的梦和他的话。
Brothers and sisters, what a reaction.
弟兄姊妹，这是怎样的反应呢？
What circumstances Joseph lived under?
约瑟的环境是怎样的一个环境？
Hated by his brethren.
被他的哥哥们所恨。
Well, he couldn't keep his mouth shut either.
他也没有就不说话。
Verse 9 says, and he dreamed yet another dream.
他继续在第九节做了另一个梦。
And said, behold, I have dreamt another dream, and behold, not only...You're going to bow to my sheaf, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bow down to me.
后来他又做了一梦，也告诉他的哥哥们说，看哪，我又做了一梦，梦见太阳、月亮和十一个星向我下拜。
I don't care how proud and arrogant you are.
我不知道你有多骄傲。
You might even be like Donald Trump.
你可能是这个总统Trump.
But will you say the sun and the moon and the stars will bow to me?
你能说太阳、月亮和星都向你下拜吗？
I think that's incredible.
这实在是难以置信。
Verse 10, and he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said to him, What is this dream which thou hast dreamt?Shall we indeed come, I and thy mother and thy brethren, to bow down ourselves to thee on the earth?
第十节，约瑟将这梦告诉他父亲和他哥哥们，他父亲就责备他说：“你做的这是什么梦？难道我和你母亲、你弟兄果然要来伏伏在地向你下拜吗？”
And his brethren envied him.
他哥哥们就嫉妒他。
But his father kept the same.
他父亲却把这话存在心里。
Brothers and sisters, these brothers were filled with hate.
这些哥哥们就里面充满了恨。
Growing hate.
是那个不能控制的这种
恨。Seething hate.
是那个极大的一个恨。
So much that they began to imagine the unimaginable.
他就开始想象一些不能想象的事情。
They decided, let us kill our brother, it said.
他们就决定要把他的兄弟杀掉。
Now you may not like your brother.
你可能不喜欢你的弟。
You may even have difficulties with your brother.
你可能和你的兄弟们处得不好。
You may even think I may hate my brother sometimes.
你也可能说我有时候也恨我的弟兄们。
But will you rise to these circumstances?
但是你有没有这样的环境？
Will you say let us kill him?
能够说我要杀了我的兄弟。
This was what they thought.
这是他们所想的。
Brothers and sisters, this is an incredible story.
弟兄姊妹，这是个非常难以置信的故事。
You'll notice the absence of any reaction of Joseph to his brother's hatred and his father's rebuke.
你看到的圣经没有记载约瑟对于他兄弟们的恨、他父亲的责备有什么反应。
I think that's remarkable.
这是很难置信的。
Such hatred.
这样的恨。
Such plans to destroy him.
这样的一个计谋要杀。
And yet no reaction.
可是约瑟却没有记，这里没有记载约瑟的反应。
Now, do you think he's one that overcame?
你想到他是不是得胜了？
This is the question.
这是一个问题。
What are your circumstances?
你的环境是怎样的？
Do you find your circumstances impossible?
你的环境是不是不可能的？
Do you find your circumstances lined up against you?
是不是看到环境是对你反对的？
Do you find incredible difficulties in your life?
你有没有发现你生命中有非常难以置信的难处？
All of these things are with one purpose in view.
在这一切当中只有一个目的。
God allows these circumstances.
神就让这些环境加在你的身上。
So that in the midst of these circumstances,
使你在这一切的环境中
we may learn how to overcome.
来学习得胜的。
Well, this is the story of Joseph.
这是约瑟的故事。
Well, it didn't stop there.
这没有停在这里。
His brothers decided to sell him into slavery.
他的弟兄们就把他卖到为奴之家。
Look at verse 18.
在十八节这里讲到。
And when they saw him from afar and before he came near, they conspired against him to put him to death.
他们远远地看见他，趁他还没有走到跟前，大家就同谋要害死他。
Oh my.
这是何等的事。
How dark his circumstances were.
他的环境是何等黑暗。
And they said to one another, Behold, there comes the dreamer.
彼此说，你看，那做梦的来了。
And now come and let us kill him and cast him into one of the pits, and we will say an evil beast has devoured him, and we will see what becomes of his dreams.
来吧，我们将他杀了，丢在一个坑里，就说有恶兽把他吃了，我们且看他的梦将来怎么样。
Thank God for Reuben.
我们感谢神吕便。
Brother Reuben heard what they said.
吕便听到了。
He couldn't abide it.
他不认同。
In verse 22, it says, And Reuben said to them, Shed no blood, cast him into the pit which is in the wilderness, but lay no hand upon him in order that we might deliver him out of their hand to bring him again to the Father.
吕便在21节这讲到，吕便听见了，要救他脱离他们的手，说我们不可害他的性命，又说不可流他的血，不可把他丢在这野地的坑里，不可下手。吕便的意思是要救他脱离他们的手，把他归还他的父亲。
This was the plan.
这是那个计划。
This was the plan of their hatred.
这是他们的恨的轨迹。
Throw him in a pit.
把他们扔在坑，把他扔在坑里。
And then their plan grew.
然后做这些事情。
It says that they saw Ishmaelites coming with their camels.
但是他们看到了以实玛利人骑着骆驼而来。
And they decided that let's sell our brother to them as a slave.
他们决定把他们就卖成奴隶。
And let's take his vest of many colors.
然后把他的彩衣拿下。
That special place he had with the father.
在他父亲心目中的特殊的地位。
And let's kill an animal and let's soak it in blood.
来，我们杀一个牲畜，来把他的血放在这个彩衣上。
And let's take it to good old the father.
然后来到的父亲面前。
And say to Jacob.
对雅各说。
A beast has devoured him.
一个野兽吃了他。
Aren't these incredible circumstances?
这是不是非常难的环境？
Now, you may have a brother or a sister or a cousin or an uncle that actually hates you.
你也可能有亲人恨你。
Certainly the world hates you.
这个世界恨你。
The Lord said this.
主这样说。
Don't ever worry if the world hates you.
不要担心世界会恨你。
If the world loves you, you're doing something wrong.
若是世界爱你呢，你就错了。
You're not of this world.
你不是在这个世界。
He said, the Lord gave one explanation.
主这样有一个解释。
He said, if the world hates you, it hated me first.
世界恨你，因为他已经先恨了我。
We expect that hatred.
我们是在世界中是被恨的。
But we don't expect this hatred.
但是我们不觉得这些弟兄们要恨我们。
And we certainly don't expect to get sold into slavery.
我们更不觉得我们这个约瑟会被卖为奴。
But they sold him into slavery.
但是他们把约瑟卖为奴隶。
To the Ishmaelites.
给了这些以实玛利人。
Look at verse 26.
在26节这样讲。
And Judah said to his brethren, what profits it if we kill our brother and secrete his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, but let not our hand be upon him.For he is our brother, our flesh, and the brethren hearken to him.
26-27节，犹大对众弟兄说，我们杀我们的弟兄弟，藏了他的血，有什么益处呢？我们不如将他卖给以实玛利人，不可下手害他，因为他是我们的兄弟，我们的骨肉，众弟兄就听从了他。
Let me read to you the reaction of Jacob to the news.
我们来看雅各怎样回应这样的一个消息。
Begins in verse 31.
在31节这里讲到。
And they took Joseph's vest and slaughtered a buck of the goats and dipped the vest in the blood.
他们宰了一只公山羊，把约瑟的那件彩衣染了血。
And they sent the vest of many colors and had it carried to their father.
打发人送到他们的父亲那里。
And said, this we have found.
说我们捡了这个。
I think they must have learned this style of living from their father, don't you?
他们好像是从他的父亲学了一点东西。
You talk about like father, like son.
想到像父亲，有怎样的父亲，有怎样的儿子。
And he discovered it, and he said, it is my son's vest.
雅各就发现这是我儿子的外衣。
An evil beast has devoured him.
有恶兽把他吃了。
Joseph is without a doubt rent into pieces.
约瑟被撕碎了。
Jacob rent his clothes.
雅各便撕裂衣服。
And put sackcloth on his loins.
腰间围上麻布。
And mourned for his son many days.
为他儿子悲哀了多日。
And all the sons and all the daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted.
他的儿女都起来安慰他，他却不肯受安慰。
Said, for I will go down to my son in Sheol mourning. Thus his father wept for him.
说我必悲哀下阴间到我儿子那里，约瑟的父亲就为他哀哭。
Now I hope you're getting the point.
你可应该得到这个我说的这个重点。
His circumstances were incredible.
他的这个环境是没法置信的。
Now let me try to make clear the point.
我来讲一点清楚的一点。
Some people, when they read the Bible, think Joseph's circumstances, or Paul's circumstances, or I know I'm going over my time, but, and Peter's circumstances,
有些人读圣经的时候就想到像约瑟、像保罗、像彼得的环境
have to be our circumstance.
也像我们的环境一样。
And who knows, they might pray, Lord, make all of my brothers hate me.
你可能这样说，神啊，所有的弟兄们都恨我。
Throw me in the prison.
把我放在监狱里。
Do whatever it takes.
来做所有能做的事情。
Brothers and sisters, that's not the point of the Bible.
这不是圣经要讲的。
The point of the Bible is to illustrate the absolute worst case circumstances.
在圣经中讲这一点就是让我们知道在最坏的情况下怎样发生。
And the point of the Bible is to take these extreme cases and say, God who is faithful to take these ones through these worst case circumstances can take you through anything.
这里所要讲的就是神要在这最坏的这种情形中让我们看到他是信实的，可以救我们脱离这一切的环境。
That's the message of the Bible.
这是圣经的信息。
I remember how this came to me as a younger man.
我在年轻的时候。
Some of you have already been bored to death with this and know that I'm a structural engineer.
你可能已经听了很多遍，我是一个这样建筑工程师。
And sometimes people say, explain to me, what does a structural engineer do?
这个结构工程师到底做什么呢？
By the way, my mother could never figure it out.
我母亲从来也不明白。
She always introduced her son as the architect.
她介绍我的时候就说这是设计师。
I said, Mom, I'm not an architect.
我说妈，我不是建筑设计师。
As a matter of fact, a little bit like Joseph's brothers, engineers sometimes hate architects.
实际上呢，有很多的这个做工程的是恨恶那些设计。
Now, if you're an architect, my apologies.
若是你是设计的，我向你道歉。
But this is all I have done in my career since 1974.
这是我1974年以来一直做的。这个结构工程师
take these buildings,
把这些大的建筑
design these buildings,
来设计这些建筑
for the absolute worst case situation you can design them for,
能够设计它这个建筑能够抗住最坏的情形
the building code makes you put earthquake on these buildings in the region you're in.
这些的设计应该有些对于地震的要求。
The building code makes you put hurricane force winds on these buildings you're in.
也有这些飓风，抵抗飓风的这些标准。
The building code makes you load the building with all of its contents.
也有把这些这个抗这个压的抗重力的设计。
And it makes you load it with all the people you can put in the building.
也假设所有的整个的建筑都充满了人的情形。
And it lets those people run around and stomp around in any fashion they would like.
让他们能够测试这个整个建筑的各种抗压的情形。
And it says, take these things and arrange them in a worst case scenario.
然后把这些情形放到最坏的情形。
And if the building stands in that worst case scenario,
若是建筑能够抗住这个最坏的情形,
you've done your job.
你的工作就做好了。
Unlike the bridge in Florida,
不是像佛罗里达那个桥的设计。
That's our worst nightmare.
这是我们最坏的这样的噩梦。
Do you get the point?
你又知道我讲的什么意思?
It's not that you have to go through the circumstances of Joseph.
你要经历这件事情。
If you get sold into slavery and freedom comes to me and says, did you know it, Ben Lu was sold into slavery?
若是像宾路弟兄被卖到为奴之家，那朱弟兄到我面前来说，
I'll be shocked.
我就会非常吃惊。
But the point is not that.
我们的点不在这点。
The point is this.
我们要讲的是这个。
The worst thing you can go through.
所有最坏的你能够经历的。
The deepest thing you can go through.
最深你能经历的。
The darkest thing you can go through.
最黑暗的事情你能经历的。
The hardest thing you can go through.
最难的你所能经历的。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
In all of those circumstances.
在所有这些情形下。
This is what Joseph means.
这是约瑟所代表的。
This is what Paul means.
这是保罗所代表的。
He's an elect servant of mine.
他是神所拣选的仆人。
I'll show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
我要为我的名让他受极大的苦难。
Well, I think you're beginning to get the point.
你也能知道我要讲的什么了。
Therefore, they cast him into the pit, and he was sold to the Ishmaelites.
他们就把他从坑里拿出来卖给了以实玛利的这些商人。
And you know, it got worse than that.
然后有更坏，你能更坏的情形，想比这更坏吗？
You talk about worst case.
这是最坏的情形。
And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, 39 verse 1. And Potiphar, a chamberlain of Pharaoh, the captain of the lifeguard, an Egyptian, bought him at the handof the Ishmaelites who had brought him down thither.
在创世纪三十九章第一节说，约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人是法老的内臣护卫长波提法，从那些带下他来的以实玛利人手下买了他去。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
He became Potiphar's slave.
他成了波提法的奴隶。
And I think you know the story about Potiphar.
你知道这个波提法的故事。
He's captain of the lifeguard lifeguard.
他是护卫长。
The chamberlain of Pharaoh.
是法老的内臣。
You remember Mrs. Potiphar?
你要想到波提法的太太。
She had eyes.
她是这样的一个人。
She had eyes for Joseph.
她看中了约瑟。
And she said, lie with me.
她说与我同行。
Joseph was such an upright man that he refused to do it.
约瑟是正直的人，他不。
Look at verse 9.
第九节。
There is none greater in this house than I. Neither has he withheld, speaking of Potiphar, anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. And how should I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
这里约瑟对波提法的妻子说，在这里，在这家里没有比我大的，并且他就是波提法，没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶，得罪神呢？
And you know one thing for sure about Potiphar's wife.
这有一件对于波提法的妻子的这个事情。
She was persistent.
她是很坚持的。
She caught him one day when he was by himself and no other men was in the house.
她有一天就使约瑟在家中没有其他人的时候。
And his lady full of passion said, lie with me.
这妇人就说与我同行吧。
And in fear, he left his coat. She grabbed hold and he left his coat and he fled the building.
约瑟就惧怕，就把他的衣服留在妇人手中跑出去了。
Smart man.
非常聪明。
But this rejected woman was angry.
这个被拒绝的妇人就非常的愤怒。
And she told the men of Egypt.
就对于埃及人说。
And she told her husband.
也对她丈夫说。
Look what this Hebrew has done to me.
来看这个希伯来人对我做了什么事情。
He tried to lie with me.
他要和我同行。
And I screamed and he ran out of the room and he left his coat.
我叫喊，他就把他的衣服丢给我。
And you know what happened.
你知道这个事情怎么发生的。
Joseph was thrown into prison.
约瑟就被丢在监里。
Now this was not like one of these white collar prisons that we have.
这不是那些非常轻松的那些监牢。
And you get in trouble and you go to one of these white collar prisons.
是那些好像只是那些轻微的犯人的那些监牢。
By the way, I don't plan on going to any white collar prisons.
我不想进，即使那种监牢也不想
进。It was a tower house.
它是一个重把守的监牢。
It was a terrible place.
是个非常苦的地方。
What dark circumstances for this one who didn't deserve these circumstances.
是何等黑暗的，他并不应该进到这个监里。
You know, brothers and sisters, it's true to say we often get what we deserve.
我们说我们常常得到我们所应该得到的。
But Joseph didn't get what he deserved.
但是约瑟并不应该受这样的报应。
He got what he didn't deserve.
他得到的是他不应该得到的。
That's the story of Joseph.
这是约瑟的故事。
And you remember how in that prison,
你记得在这个监狱里面
a couple of Pharaoh's his cup server.
这里面有两个人，一个是法老的酒正，一个是膳长。
And his baker were in prison.
酒正膳长都在监里。
And they dreamed a dream. You remember the story?
你记得那故事，他们两个都各做一梦。
And this dreamer told them about their dream.
这个做梦的人呢，这做梦的人就告诉了。
And what he told them about their dream was true.
这个做的梦呢，就按照约瑟所说的成就了。
And the cupbearer was spared.
这个酒正就官复原职。
And the baker off with his head and hung.
他的膳长就被吊在树上。
And an only request he made.
约瑟唯一的请求
He said, remember me.
就是请你纪念我。
When you leave from here,
你离开这里的时候
It wasn't a complaint.
这不是一个抱怨。
It's amazing to me, he never complained for such injustices.
约瑟从来没有圣经说到他在抱怨。
Most of us are born complainers.
我们生天生就是来抱怨的人。
But he never complained.
但是约瑟从来没记载他抱怨。
And that cupbearer forgot Joseph.
那个酒正却不纪念约瑟。
The second thing we need to really think about.
第二件事情我们要仔细的记得。
He overcame in all of his circumstances.
他战胜一切的环境。
In every circumstance, it seems when you read it, his life is filled with overcoming.
在每一个的环境中，他的生命充满了得胜的生命。
To his brothers that hated him and his father that rebuked him, he never reacted.
他的弟兄们恨他，他的父亲责备他，他从来没有对他们有反应。
He triumphed in those circumstances.
他在这个环境中就得胜出来。
He overcame in that circumstance.
他胜过了那些环境。
When his brothers threw him in the pit,
当他们弟兄们把他扔在坑里。
Notice he didn't complain.
他也没有抱怨。
He triumphed in those circumstances.
他就在那环境中得胜。
I would be screaming bloody murder.
我会喊杀人的杀人犯。
And Larry would be screaming louder than me.
我会喊得更响。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
he overcame in every one of his circumstances.
他就战胜了每一个这样的环境。
In Potiphar's house, he says in chapter 39, 2 through 6,
在39章2到6节这里讲到在波提法的家中。
Says this one beautiful phrase,
这个非常美丽的话。
And Jehovah was with Joseph.
耶和华与他同在。
And he was a prosperous man.
他就百事顺利。
Have you ever noticed that secret?
你有没有觉得这是一个秘诀？
Have you ever noticed that when you go through great difficulty, something happens?
当有些非常难的事情发生在你的时候，你有没有注意到？
Have you ever noticed in the midst of the darkest circumstances, you discover one that is with you?
你有没有发现在黑暗最黑暗的时候你发现有一位与你同在
Brothers and sisters, this is the secret of Joseph.
弟兄姊妹这是约瑟的秘诀
Jehovah was with him.
耶和华与他同在
This is a secret unlike any other secret.
这是一个没有其他的秘诀所能比拟的
This needs to be your secret.
这也应该成为你的秘诀。
This needs to be my secret.
这应该成为我的秘诀。
My secret can't be just that I develop a stiff upper lip like the Brits say.
我这不是其他的事情可能替换的。
And get on with it.
是不是我们勉强其难。
What my secret needs to be is the God of glory.Is with me, carrying me through those incredible circumstances.
我的秘诀应该是这位荣耀的神在这一切的环境中把我带过。
That's the secret of the Christian life.
就是基督徒的生命的秘诀。
You know, some people get this wrong idea about the Christian life.
有些人对于基督徒生活有一个不好的、不对的观念。
They think God came and saved us.
他们想到神来到这里救了我们
by giving his son,
把他的儿子赐给他们
and then he went to heaven in resurrection,
他就回到天上复活
and he's waiting for us to come be with him in resurrection.
神就等我们在复活中与他一同在天上
and what we're to do is imitate him to get through what we're going through.
我们就要来效法他模仿他来做这一他经历的一切
The Christian life is not imitation.
基督徒的生命不是来模仿。
I despise that explanation.
我非常藐视那种的解释。
The Christian life is the one who is with us in the midst of the circumstances.
基督徒的生命是那位和我们在一切的环境中与我们同在的。
You always tell people I use imitation sugar.
我常常用到那个模仿这个糖的。在做咖啡的时候，一个这个不是真的糖
，not the real stuff，
不是真糖，是模仿糖。
I've grown to kind of like it，
我不太喜欢。
A lot of Christians live sort of an imitation life.
我们的很多的弟兄姊妹也是这样来模仿。
It's kind of they're trying to get through in their own power and in their own strength and by their own resources.
常常我们是靠着我们自己的力量、天然的能力、天然的这些资源来解决问题。
That's not the Christian life.
这不是基督徒的生活。
The Christian life is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督徒的生命就是基督在我们里面荣耀的盼望。
The Christian life is Galatians 2:20.
是加拉太二章二十节所说的。
I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
不再是我，我里面活的是基督在我里面活的。
And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself.
我今天在肉身活着是靠信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
This is the story of Joseph.
这是约瑟的故事。
He was thrown into prison.
他就被关在监中。
Terrible circumstances.
非常恶劣的环境。
And yet he discovered in the midst of those terrible circumstances.
在这一切恶劣的环境中。
The greatest secret of all.
他就发现了那个最大的秘诀。
Think about that, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，想一想。
Think long about that.
来仔细的、长久的想一想。
That's the secret of going through.
这是一个经历一切的秘诀。
You know, yeah, look at 40:15.
我们看四十章的第十五节。
And I think this is the one I want to read. 14 and 15. Only bear remembrance of only bear remembrance with thee of me when it goes well with thee, and deal kindly, I pray thee, with me, and make mention of me to Pharaoh, and bring me out of the house. For indeed I was stolen out of the land of Hebrews.And here also I have done nothing that should put me in this dungeon.
这里约瑟说，但你得好处的时候，求你纪念我，施恩于我，在法老面前提说我，救我出这监牢。我实在是从希伯来人中之地被拐来的，我在这里也没有做过什么，叫他们把我下在监里。
Be careful if you think that was a complaint.
这个你可能想到好像是在抱怨。
That was a fact.
但不是，这是事实。
He had done nothing to be there.
他没有做什么应该下在监里。
And yet the great secret is discovering the one who was with him.
但是最大的秘诀是那位与他同在的。
Well, you know what happened. I've already said it. The cupbearer forgot it.
我们已经说过，这个酒政就忘了他。
2 years went.
两年过去。
And then Pharaoh had a dream.
法老就做了梦。
You remember the story of Pharaoh's dream.
你知道那个法老梦的故事。
He had two dreams.
他做了两个梦。
He had one about these fat calves that were well nourished and were eating the reed grass.
他做了一个梦是关于肥壮的这些的母牛在这个芦荻中吃草。
Seven of them.
七个。
And then he saw seven that were thin and not well nourished and staring at the river.
他又看到又丑陋又干瘦的七只母牛。
And then he had the vision of the seven fat pieces of corn, lush and beautiful.
但是又他又做另一个梦是七个肥非常肥大的穗子。
And then the seven that were sickly corn.
那个还有细弱的穗子。
Well, guess what?
想一想
，The old cupbearer remembered somebody.
这个酒政就突然想起来。
I guess the moral of that story is thank God when you do remember me.
我们常常说啊，他真是感谢神，他想起来。
And he said there's this guy in prison.
他说那个在监里有一个人。
He told me the truth.
他就讲到了真实的。
And so Pharaoh dispatched Joseph.
那法老就把这个约瑟招进来。
And unhesitatingly he said, the dreams are the same.
约瑟就说这是一个梦。
The sevens are the same.
这七个事情都是 一件事情。
There'll be seven good years of plenty.
有七年的丰年。
In Egypt.
在埃及地。
And seven years of famine like you've never seen.
有个七年的灾年。
And because of this,
因为这个
Pharaoh was so captivated and knew it was true.
法老就知道这是真的。
He took him out of the prison house.
他就把约瑟从监牢中提出来。
And he put him in charge of everything.
他就把他放在掌管埃及的全地。
That's what I mean, brothers and sisters.
这就是。
He seems to always end up on the throne.
他总是在宝座上面。
He seems to always come from the worst circumstances.To the throne.
他总是在最差的环境中来到宝座。
This is the story of Jacob, of Joseph.
这是约瑟的故事。
Brothers and sisters, this is what God is after for you and me.
这是神在我们身上要发现的。
Indeed, our circumstances may be difficult.
实在我们的环境是可
能是难的。For some they may be worse.
常常是更坏的有时候。
But what he wants you to do is learn how to reign with Christ.
他要我们所学的就是与基督一同作王。
This is what he is after in the end.
这是神在最终要得到的。
Look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 and 6.
在启示录的第一章的第五、第六节。
To him who loves us,And has washed us from our sins in his blood and made us kings and priests to God. To him be the glory, the might for the ages.
他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶又使我们成为国民做他父神的祭司但愿荣耀全能归给他直到永永远远阿们。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to know this is the end of God for you.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在你最终的结局所要得到的。
He loves you.
他爱我们。
And he has cleansed you with his blood.
他用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
But the end is that you be a king and a priest.
但是最终他要让我们成为王，成为祭司。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗?
Every one of us is to be a king.
每一个人都要成为王。
Every one of us is to be a priest.
每一个人都要成为祭司。
This is the end for Joseph, and this is the end for us.
这是约瑟的结局，也是我们的结局。
This is what he's after.
这是他所要得到的。
You know, this famine.
那个灾，那个饥荒。
Was an arrangement of God, the sovereign God.
是这位主权的神所定下的。
You know, these brothers had probably forgotten about Joseph.
这些弟兄们可能已经把约瑟忘了。
And the famine hit so hard, it hit their homeland.
这饥荒如此是大，使那个迦南地也成为饥荒。
And Jacob heard there was grain in Egypt.
雅各就听到在埃及有粮。
And he sent and he dispatched the sons to go to Egypt and find that grain.
他的儿子派到埃及去取粮。
And you remember the stories. They're so riveting. They're so touching.
这个故事是何等的感人。
They came before Joseph.
他们就来到约瑟的面前。
And Joseph knew who they were.
约瑟知道他们，哎，认识他们。
They did not know who he was.
但是他们不认得约瑟。
If ever there was an opportunity to exact revenge, that was the opportunity.
想一想，这是约瑟报仇的最好的机会。
I'm not sure I wouldn't have taken it.
我可能也会做一些不该做的事。
But Joseph did.
但是约瑟没有这样做。
It's an incredible story.
这是难以置信的故事。
So touched at the sight of his brothers, he would have to turn and go into the other room and weep.
他想到的那个情形下，他必须要离开他们，到另一个屋子去哭泣。
Let me tell you, this is the secret of overcoming.
我告诉你，这是得胜的秘诀。
Overcoming is not about ourselves being some spiritual giant.
这个得胜不是我们自己，是那个属灵的一个巨人。
Overcoming is always about others.
得胜是总是关于别人。
I just did a memorial service for a dear sister in the Lord in Richmond.
在我们那边的聚会，我来有纪念一个姊妹的过世，有一个纪念的聚会。
You'll be proud of her.
你又会她被她。
She was a New Jersey native.
她是在新泽西土生土长。
And she came to Richmond.
她却来到我们的聚会。
And I'll never forget the impression the sister made upon all of us in Richmond.
我不能忘记这个姊妹在所有弟兄姊妹心中的印象。
The simple lady lived an overcoming life in all of her circumstances.
这个简单的姊妹就在一切的环境中得胜。
I'll never forget this lady in the hospital.
我记得她在监狱中的时候。
That night,
她在医院中的时候。
He nudged me. Did you see that? Next thing, he'll be hitting me. I'll never forget the night in the hospital.
那天晚上在医院中。
Those nurses were coming to her when she was dying with blood cancer.
在一些这些护士到她面前，她即将因为血癌去世的时候。
And they thought they were taking care of her.
他们想到是在照顾这个姊妹。
And this dear sister was ministering to them.
但是这个姊妹却向这些护士们来。
She was sharing the
Lord.
He's going to hit me again. She was sharing the Lord Jesus.
她来向这些护士们来分享耶稣。
Others was her motto. Others.
其他的人。
Was her motto.I see puzzled looks.
其他的人是他的关系。
I'm hurting the Chinese language somehow with my awkward English. Are we there yet? Okay, we're there. Thank you. I remember her daughter standing up at the memorial service.
她的女儿，我们这位姊妹的女儿在纪念她的这个聚会中。
She said, my mother...had an expression for what the Christian life is.
他站起来见证说我的母亲对于基督徒生活的这样的看法。
This simple lady had a simple remedy to overcoming.
他所得胜的秘诀是
It was called joy.
喜乐。
Now you may think that just means she was happy all the time.
你可能觉得她可能是总是在很快乐。
And she was.We had an expression when Rosemary walked into the room lit up.
她每一次到一个屋子里的时候，这个整个的屋子就充满了光辉。
This expression was actually an acronym.
是一个非常好的表现。
Her life consisted of Jesus, others, and then yourself.
他的生命是先把耶稣放在最头上，然后是其他人，然后是他自己。
That was her joy.
这是他的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, that was Joseph.
这也是约瑟。
His concern wasn't all the things he lived through and went through.
他所关心的不是他所经历那些苦难。
His concern was his brothers.
他的所关心的是他的弟兄们。
His concern was his father.
是他的父亲。
His concern was his youngest son, that he, a youngest brother that he longed to see.
是他那个弟弟，最小的弟弟，他要盼望见到的。
All of those special arrangements were for that one purpose.
所有他所布置的这些特别的情形，都是为了这个目的。
Well, the husband of that wife I just told you about.
这个夫妻我所讲到的
told me another story.
有另一个故事
He said this is what my wife was like.
这是我们的生活
He said when I was young and didn't know much
我年轻的时候不懂什么
A grandmother passed away.
我们的祖母去世
And that grandmother made a deep impression upon this young man's life.
这个的祖母对他这个年轻人的身上有一个很大的印象。
He was only 14 years old.
他只有十四岁。
How often a spiritual grandmother has made a difference?
常常一个属灵的长辈常常对我们有影响。
Think of Timothy.
想想提摩太。
Your mother and your grandmother who were before you.
你的祖母和你的母亲都在为你。
He said when he went to the gravesite,
这是非常大的。
To his grandmother's gravesite,
对，在他的祖母的这个事情上。
He saw her headstone for the first time.
他看到在这个墓志碑上。
And there was one word on her headstone.
在这个墓志碑上有这样一个字。
And that one word was in parentheses.
是在一个括号里面有一个字。
And that one word was others.
就是别人。
What a legacy.
就是何等的一个给人留下的印象。
What an epitaph.
就是给人的一个印象。
This is overcoming.
这是得胜。
You see, I think even Joseph may had a wrong idea about those two dreams he shared with the brothers.
也可能约瑟在给他们弟兄们分享那两个梦的时候，也有不同的想法。
He said, "My sheaves is standing tall, and your sheaves come and bow down to my sheaves."
我的禾捆在立着，你们的禾捆向我下拜。
I think some people think that's overcoming.
你可能想这是
You're looked up to. You're raised on a spiritual platform.
你可能是高高在上，使得这个大家来看重你。
You're something grand and great.
你可能是更重要、更大的。
What convinces me that he had this wrong impression was this.
但是这是错误的。
The second dream.
这第二个。
And the sun and the moon and the stars bow down to me.
实际上太阳月亮和星星都向我下拜。
Brothers and sisters, that's not overcoming.
但这不是得胜。
That will never be overcoming.
这也绝不是得胜。
Overcoming is always about others.
得胜总是关乎别人。
I remember reading a book years ago as a younger Christian.
我多年以前在读一个年轻的时候读一点书。
It's no longer in print, so you probably can't find it.
你没有办法再得到这本书，因为它已经不再印刷。
It was entitled "The Danger of Self-Love."
是讲到一个自爱的这样的一些的危险。
I remember the impression that book made on me.
这本书给我很深的印象。
We have lived a generation where we have emphasized the importance of self-love.
我们所生活的世代就是来重视自己自爱。
You would think self-love is the most important thing in the world today.
今天可能人们认为自爱是这世上最重要的事情。
Even it comes into the Christian church and it perverts the scriptures and they take that scripture and say, unless...You love yourself, you cannot love others.
甚至在教会中有些人却认为只要首先你爱自己才能爱别人。
That's the worst spiritual pretzel I've ever seen.
这是在属灵上最大的一个错误。
The Bible assumes self-love.
这个圣经是知道我们会爱自己。
The Bible never preaches self-love.
这个圣经不是告诉我们要自己爱自己。
The secret is loving others.
这个秘诀是要爱别人。
That's what the Lord Jesus did.
这是主耶稣他做的。
That's what his disciples did.
是他的门徒所做的。
That's what we're to do if we're to be a true overcomer.
这是我们要做真正的得胜者要做的事情。
And the line in that book that I'll never forget was this.
那本书我读的那本书的一个话我没有办法忘掉。
The secret,
这个秘诀
is other-oriented living.
是以本着别人的这样的生活，以别人为中心的生活。
My oh my!
这实在是一个。
If we could get a hold of that one single principle,
我们要能够得到这一个非常简单的一个原则
，we would be many Josephs in the church.
在教会中就会产生很多的约瑟。
We would be transformed in the church.
在整个的教会中和得到这样改变。
Others.
别人。
I think that's so important.
这实在是很重要。
Well, let's look at one last thing since Larry has 12 minutes.
我们再看最后一点，
我们有十二分钟的时间。
The Bible ends with a very important call.
在圣经中，最后以一个非常重要的呼召来结束。
It is the call to overcome.
是要得胜的呼召。
Go back to Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
我们再回到启示录的二章、三章。
Pardon me, I'll get there in just a moment.And to the angel of the assembly, in 2 verse 1, in Ephesus write, These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lamps.
二章一节，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
Verse 7.
第七节。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him that overcomes, I will give to him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
And this is the call at the end, brothers and sisters.
这是在最后神所做的呼召。
Look at 2 verse 12.
第二章的第十二节。
Look at verse 8, pardon me.And to the angel of the assembly in Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last who became dead and lived.
第八节，你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说。
Look at verse 17.
十七节。
He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him that overcomes, to him will I give of the hidden manna.And I will give to him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows, but he that receives it.
十七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名。除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
Look in verse 18.
十八节。
And to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, These things says the Son of God, He that has his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
你要写信给推亚推拉教会的使者说，那眼目如光火焰，脚像光明铜的神之子说。
And it says later, He that has an ear to hear,Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
最后他说，有耳，凡有耳的就应当听。
And it said earlier that he that overcomes, that is the call.
在第二十六节说，凡得胜的又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄。
Look at 3 chapter 1.
第三章的第一。
And to the angel of the assembly in Sardis write these things, says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说。
Verse 5.
第五节。
He that overcomes, he shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, and will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
五六节，凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 7.
第七节。
And to the angel of the assembly in Philadelphia, write these things, saith the holy and the true, he that has the key of David, he who opens and no one will shut, and shuts and no one will open.
你要写信给菲拉铁菲教会的使者说，那圣洁真使拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
Verse 12. 12节, He that overcomes, him will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out at all, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God and my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
得胜的, 我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子, 他也必不再从那里出去。 我又要将我神的名和我神成的名，并我的新名都写在他上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。And
the last of the seven churches.
这最后一个第七个教会。Verse
14, And to the angel of the assembly in Laodicea write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
14节, 你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说, 那位阿们的, 为诚信真实见证的, 在神创造万物之上, 为元首的说,
He that, verse 21 and 22,
第21, 22节,
He that overcomes, to him will I give to sit with me in my throne.
得胜的, 我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
So it sounds like Joseph, doesn't it?
是不是很像约瑟?
As I have also overcome and have sat down with my Father in his throne.
就如我得了胜, 在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assembly.
圣灵向众教会所说的话, 凡有耳的就应当听。
Brothers and sisters, you must notice this repeated call.
弟兄姊妹们, 你看到了这个, 这不断重复的呼召,
to every church,
对每一个教会,
who had great and varying circumstances,
在有不同的很大的环境,
that same call came,
却是同样的呼召,
he that overcomes,
得胜的,
he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches,
圣灵向众教会所说的话, 凡有耳的就应当听。
It wasn't a different call to Ephesus.
不是对以弗所教会有不同的呼召。
It wasn't a different call to Thyatira.
也不是对推亚推拉的教会有不同的呼召。
It wasn't another call to Philadelphia.
也不是对腓拉铁菲的教会有不同的呼召。
And it wasn't another call to Sardis.
也不是对撒迪教会有不同的呼召。
Brothers and sisters, this is the last call in the Bible.
这是在圣经中的神的最后的呼召。
Just like Joseph is the last person in Genesis, the beginning of the Bible.
像在第一卷的创世纪中最后一个人物是约瑟的一样。
So at the end of the Bible, this is the last call to all the churches.
也是在这个圣经中最后一章神对于教会最后的呼召。
You must consider this.
你必须仔细地想这一点。
I believe then it becomes abundantly clear that this is what God is after in his church.
我相信这是神非常明确的在他的教会中的要得着的。
All of our circumstances may be different.
所有我们的环境可能不一样。
Newark is different than Richmond.
在纽瓦克这边和我们那边的Richmond不一样的环境。
But God is looking for Josephs in Newark.
但是呢, 神在纽瓦克这边要寻找约瑟这样的人。
And God is looking for Josephs in Richmond.
也在我们那边Richmond的教会中也寻找约瑟这样的人。
This is the last call in the Bible.
这是在圣经中的最后的呼召。
Not only is there a call in the Bible at the end,
不仅在圣经中有最后的呼召,
but there's a secret about overcoming in the Bible at the end.
也有在最后这个秘诀,怎样得胜的秘诀。
Look at Revelation 12,
在启示录的12章中,
verses 10 through 12,
10到12节,
And I heard a great voice in the heavens saying, Now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren has been cast out, who accused them before our God day and night. 10, 12:10. I can't read your version.
我听见在天上有大声音说, 我神的救恩能力
国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
Verse 11,
十一节。
And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb and by reason of the word of their testimony, and they have not loved their life even unto death.
弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
This is the threefold secret.
这是非常简单的这样的得胜的秘诀。
Overcoming is not us.
得胜不是我们自己。
Overcoming is Christ.
得胜是基督。
They overcame him by reason of the blood of the Lamb.
他们得胜过他是因羔羊的血。
For every mistake you have made and every mistake you will make along the way, there's covering for that mistake.
所有的你所做的现在的错误和将来的错误都在这里。
It doesn't matter what the accuser of the brethren accuses you of.
不管这个控告弟兄的怎么来控告你。
If you learn to take the blood of the Lamb, you become an overcomer.
你要是记得用羔羊的血来涂抹，你就可以得胜。
And by reason of the word of their testimony.
和自己所见证的道。
Their testimony is Jesus.
他们所见证的就是基督。
Their testimony is not themselves.
他们所见证的不是他们自己。
Their testimony is he that lives in me is greater than he that lives in the world.
他们所做的见证是那在我里面的比这世界更大。
This is the secret of their testimony.
这是他们见证的这个秘诀。
Finally, it says the third secret.
这第三方面的讲的秘诀。
And they loved not their lives even unto death.
虽然他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
Just remember that one word.
就记得那一个字
others
别人
that was the secret
这是秘诀
it's not loving ourselves
不是关于我们自己
it's not managing to get ourselves in a place of prominence
不是把我们自己带到一个明显的重要的地方
a place of ministry
好像是一个要服侍的
a place where people look up to us
好像是要把别人让看高我们自己。
The secret was Joseph's secret.
这是约瑟的秘诀。
He thought first about his brethren.
他首先想到的是他的弟兄们。
He thought first about his father.
首先想到的是他的父亲。
He thought first about his youngest brother he missed so much.
他所想首先想到的是他那个年轻的弟弟他所爱的。
Well, this is the secret of overcoming.
这是得胜的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, I want to read to you one final verse as we close.
弟兄姊妹，我们再读最后一处的经文来结束。
Chapter 21, verse 7.
在第二十一章第七节。
He that overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be to him God.And he shall be to me son.
得胜的必承受这些为业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
Do you know what that's saying?
你知道这是在说什么？
Do you really understand what that verse is saying?
你知道这句话是在说什么吗？
It's saying, I just won't be the God of Abraham.
就是讲到我所讲到的这个亚伯拉罕。
It's saying, I just won't be the God of Isaac.
就讲到我要成为亚伯拉罕以撒的神。
It's saying I just won't be the God of Jacob.
也是说到雅各的神。
It's saying I'm not just the God of Joseph.
也不是只是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各和约瑟的神。
But he that overcomes.
那得胜的。
I am the God of that one.
也是那个人的神。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗?
Isn't this beautiful?
这是不是很美丽的图画?
To me, it's the most beautiful phrase to close out overcoming.
这实在是在得胜这个主题上要总结的最美的话。
For now and forever, he is our God.
现在直到永远他成为我们的神。
Well, this is the burden the Lord laid on my heart for this weekend.
这是神在我心中给我的负担。
I hope these messages have been helpful.
我希望这些的信息对你们有帮助。
How we need to see the revelation of Abraham.
我们何等的需要看到亚伯拉罕的启示。
And how we need to offer ourselves on the altar as a living sacrifice.
我们何等需要把我们自己作为活祭献给神。
How we need to see the inheritance of Isaac.
我何等需要看到以撒所代表的那个基业。
We have inherited much more in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督耶稣里所承受的产业是更加的丰富。
Incomparable.
没有办法来比拟。
Isaac inherited from Abraham.
像以撒在亚伯拉罕所得的产业，我们所得的产业叫更大更美。
Praise the Lord for that.
感谢神为了这一点。
And how we need to see the transforming work and conforming work of God in Jacob.
我们要看到在雅各身上神所做的那个改变，那个变化的工作。
That's the secret.
这是秘诀。
And then we need to see the overcoming of Joseph.
我们要看到约瑟得胜的生命。
Because in the end, this is the last call in the Bible.
因为在这最后，这是神对于在圣经中最后的呼召。
And just as the end of Genesis, so is the mirror image end of Revelation.
像在约瑟在最后创世纪的最后，在启示录中也是这样。
He is looking for Joseph.
神在找这些约瑟。
And he repeats that call over and over.
他一直在不停地做这个呼召。
He that overcomes.
他那些得胜的。
Can you hear?What the Spirit is saying to the church.
你有没有听到圣灵向众教会所说的话？
To every church.
对每一个教会。
To every saint.
对每一个的圣徒。
To everyone.
对每一个人。
Down through the age.
在历史历代中。
This is the burden that is upon my heart.
这是我心中的负担。
Can we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful for your word.
主，我们何等感恩你的话。
We're so thankful that when we meditate on your word, the Holy Spirit opens to us these great mysteries.
我们感谢你，让我们借着圣灵能够来把你的话解开。
We're so thankful you provide everything we need to enter into the reality of this.
我们何等感谢你，你预备了一切，让我们能进到这个实际当中。
What these four men stood for is what we're to experience in our daily life.
这四个我们提到的人物所表示的是我们在我们每天生活要经历的。
Lord, we pray it would be so.
我们祷告你能够使这个成事实。
Because we know this.
我们知道。
He that has begun in you a good work will complete it.
那些在我们里面动了善功的一定有成全他的善功。
Unto the day of Jesus Christ.
只等到主耶稣的回来。
This is our hope.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our confidence.
这是我们所得到的安慰。
We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉你的名求。阿门。